We're back on Dailies today here on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good morning to you once again, Lagos. I'm Sheriff Quadri.
And I'm Jimmy Disu. It's good to be back.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah, one week of rest and doing absolutely nothing.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Nothing at all?
Nothing at all. My all meeting. Fufunene. Nothing at all.
Nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Nothing.
Except to monitor you on Twitter. I saw one or two tweets that you posted. I use that strictly for entertainment. Yeah. But yes, you know, the heat in the environment is, for people like us, it's getting too much to bear.
Yes, but it is.
We'll survive it. We survived it in the past 20 years. We won't die now.
Welcome back. I missed you. I missed you a lot.
I didn't see anybody to needle or whatever.
It's like I was living alone inside the.
No, let me tell you. The sad part for me is that the holiday was a nullity. I kept waking at the same time.
At 3 o'clock. Yeah, the body clock.
Even my supervisor was saying that. Well, when he won't you.
It's funny how our body works, really.
Yes.
If it's been wired,
it's been wired.
It takes some time for it to get adjusted to the new. But let's take this break. When we return, we have the papers waiting. Do join us again.
Shagu, with that MTN SIM card we are sent you go buy.
Boss, I don't drop them. Since for table with your change.
Change?
Bro. Mr. I shock MTN SIM don't on 200 naira. Yes, so MTN SIM card don't on 200 naira. Plus 1000 naira above follow come credit. You never finish, oh, then go summon you 700% above bonus anytime when you recharge 100 naira or more. To make call, text, offer data with the last weller. Just register, make you activate your new MTN SIM to begin jollificate this Ogbonge MTN above. So, what can we do today?
When opportunity knocks, Doing answers. It rolls up its sleeves and gets down to business. Doing, it doesn't cry over yesterday's mistakes. It moves. Nothing ever gets done without someone doing. So, what are we doing today? MTN.
Oh, yes, let's begin. The papers are in. Let's quickly say that you can watch us live on Facebook and on YouTube. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3 and YouTube is Nigeria Info 99.3 as well. So feel free to join us and drop your comment as we go along. Let's start with page 12 of the Punch newspaper. Sans, Uzodinma, Afeniferi fault Afeba Balola on interim government.
Oh, yes. I mean, he should be faulted. I mean, let's be very honest with ourselves. Why should he be calling for an interim government? The way it works is if you're not happy with the government, you go talk to your members of the National Assembly, they get together and impeach the government. That's the way it should be done. And nobody would really want that at this point in time. I'm surprised that the Lanet San would be suggesting an interim government. An interim government to be picked by who? With what parameters? It's the biggest form of confusion I ever thought I could ever think of. You know, and what the story here says is that senior advocates, Uzodinma Afeniferi, almost everybody faults Chief Afeba Balola's advice that we have. And I can understand his frustration, though. I can jolly well understand his frustration. Things are not going on as they should, as we expected. But surely, and also, you know, people like him, very, very learned persons, have holes to pick in the constitution that we run. But I don't think the problem is so much with the constitution. If you brought the constitution of the United Kingdom to be practiced here or that of the United States, you still have the same problems. The major problem is our outlook, people's thinking, generally, because people's thinking is what translates to what politicians do think. Like, I was having a discussion with somebody on phone yesterday, and he said Nigerians have a tolerance for corruption. Rather than us condemn corruption, everybody is praying that his own time will come. Do you understand? Even if you hear, if you in churches, in if you hear, what do they call this thing they do in church now? When they I forgot what it is.
Testimony.
If you listen to testimonies, when you hear people praying in church that as they are going to the passport or to the visa to the American embassy, we pray that they will not see all these illegal things that they have done. You hear that kind of. So we have, it's our mindset. And the government we have is a reflection of majority of our people. That's why the governments have not changed. That's why it's very easy for people to cross from one party to the other. So the interim government at this point in time, for how many times are we going to have constitutional conference and for how many times are we going to have interim government? The process of change in any society is always gradual. It should be what Oyinbo people say is that slow and steady wins the race.
That's right.
What we should bear in mind is this. These things that we complain of, let us make sure that whoever we elect to represent us across the board, Senate, House of Reps, Assembly, and so on and so forth, let us make sure that these people have these things in mind. Barring that, for as long as you're ready to vote for money, which I still see making the rounds, because you do have people who, on the one hand, will say things in public and then say things privately. We know the way all that works. For as long as we have that attitude, then it will be same of same. So we have, the list is here. You can read the papers to get the full list, but a lot of people here, not one person here, do I see, has supported Afeba Balola's assertion that we should have an interim government. And then the problem of Nigeria, like I said, is not, I don't think, Sharif, is not constitutions, it's the practitioners.
The operators of the constitution.
The operators of the constitution. And all of us are complicit. We allow, you see, we allow these politicians dictate the tune because a lot of us are aligned, I'm not, but a lot of us are aligned with that tune. We always hope. Look at the little things, Sharif, sorry to take a bit of your time, that show our mannerisms. When you dress up well one day, you dress up, put up and say, ah, senator in the making. You know, we have this, unless we change our attitude and strive for a better life for all, we are not going anywhere. We are not going anywhere. And like I said, we all have ourselves to blame in all this.
Indeed. Let's stick with page 12 of the Punch. We have another story there. Osinbajo, Tinubu's camp, alleged smear campaigns.
Yes, both of them are guilty. There's no running away from it. Both camps are guilty. They're guilty of the same thing. Indeed, yesterday I had to issue a disclaimer. You know, something we said here in the studio suddenly became, somebody even went to verbalize it and put all kinds of things into it. The two camps need to be very careful. There's going to be a day after. You know, there's going to be a day after. And for if you understand politics, you will know that both of them are complicit in this. It's their ways. Don't forget, they are all in the same camp, though. The two heads might be different, but the bodies are the same. And the way this primaries is even going between the two camps, I must say, the essence, in the first instance, both of them are aspirants. You know, you don't even have the party tickets yet, and you're destroying the party from within. Both sides are guilty. Both sides are guilty. They're putting up the biggest fight ever. I'm sure they'll be exhausted by the time one of them becomes the candidate.
You remember the fight between during their primaries here? No, the current governor and the immediate past.
Yes.
Remember how messy it got?
Yes. We're going to plead, you know, I know people are quite emotional and sentimental about, you know, normal human whatever. But let's all be matured about all this. And for those of us on the outside that are not members of the party, please just sit back and watch what is going, you know. And the party, the two candidates need to show something. They need to show focus and understanding of the process. You should be talking now, all these big parts, you should be talking to your party members. Kokonwa, it's not yet our own turn yet. We should just be onlookers. You should focus on making sure that every vote cast in whatever manner at the primaries is yours. Rather than come out and watch dirty linen in public that makes it, if care is not taken, makes it impossible for any one of them to be a successful candidate. You know, it is important. And it's a pity. We don't have what you would call a good party structure that can rein people in. And, you know, that you'll be able to tell the two parties, you don't want to destroy the party itself, you know, before we get to that point. But we'll see how it goes. We also call on them. The two parties and others included also need to take a rein on their supporters. A lot of them are committing what I will call a criminal act of blackmail, threats, and so on and so forth. Those who indulge in these things should remember there's going to be a tomorrow. And the person you are doing these things on his behalf will not be there to save you. Especially those who like threatening in the social media, you're threatening all kinds of people, things like that. They are threats. And somebody could jolly well, there's no time, somebody could jolly well take you on these things. So we'd like the two of them to, I mean, they're quite familiar with each other. They should be able to sit down and meet and say, look, don't let's destroy ourselves. After all, what is it? One of you wants to lead. So that's my take on that. The two of them are guilty. That's my final verdict. The two of them are guilty of that charge.
They may be invariably, accusing themselves of the same offense.
It's also part of political tactics. You understand? But I can say categorically, the two of them haven't been pleasant to each other. I mean, they are supporters in the very least, because maybe someone will say, oh, no, put your hands up, but put a rein on your supporters. So many. There is a saying downtown. Sorry, I have to say this in Yoruba. I don't understand how to speak Igbo. And Philip here, yeah, I don't know, he's a Lagos boy. There is a saying, Otulonji Yarare, that look, some of the people who have, like they say in local language, put these things on their head, they are going to overrun and overdo themselves. If these two people, for example, lose the primaries, I'm just saying, they will become friends. They will sit and backslap. What will happen to you? So my advice, especially you young people who take this thing as if it's a matter of life and death, it's not that. I mean, come on. We won't be the first to conduct elections, and we certainly won't be the last. It is the primaries. The gun has not gone for the full race to take place. It did in Gige.
Yeah.
Joined the race yesterday.
Yeah, it did. It did. Page 8 of the punch. It is finished. Soyinka Sunny condemned Dariye Nyame's pardon.
Yeah, I got a whiff of this, and I was too shocked and too pained to even say I would normally come out and say I almost shed tears. I didn't. Instead, I was shaking that, oh my God, I can't believe this is happening again. The first whiff of something like this happened after the Second Republic, and Babangida granted pardon to a lot of people. And not only that, we got their whatever, returned to them. And this has reared his ugly head again. Of course, this puts an end to any anti-corruption stance that this government was going to put. It predicated its coming to government on wanting to tackle corruption to the hilt. And here you go now. You singled out these people of all the prisoners. Why didn't you say, for example, if you say our prisons are congested, why didn't you say that anybody who has done more than half of his term should be allowed to go home and things like that? Rather, you see, the pickpockets are still in Kirikiri. They are still in Jain Wongbewa. And these two people go home free. It is sad. It is very, very sad. I find this extremely embarrassing. Whatever the reasons might be, even if it is on health grounds, whatever the reasons might be, it is very, very sad. Some people say that, well, it is politically motivated. How many things are we going to sacrifice on the altar of politics? That what politics gives us a caveat. It gives us a cover to do things that are sometimes are questionable. I would love to know the criteria that was used in pardoning these people, after they had gone through the whole process, only for them to be pardoned. So what about all those, the drug dealers, the various civil servants, people, all those who are serving their jail terms? What happens to them? Certainly what is good for the goose is good for the gander.
Sorry to chip in, because I wanted to drop this in there. Someone asked the press asked the Attorney General, Malami, as to why Francis Atuche, former banker, PHB, that why was he not pardoned? Because he actually applied for the pardon as well. He was charged with 25.7 billion naira fraud at the time, and he was sentenced to to jail. And what the Attorney General said was that Francis Atuche wasn't pardoned because of the amount of money involved and because of the optics of it, that it will make it look like the government is encouraging.
The symbolism of it is enough for you not to even grant pardon to Dariye because he's a politically exposed prisoner. And don't let us, I don't wonder why the journalists asked specifically for Atuche, because there are various others in prison. That's is it because they are not politicians or they are not bankers or people who are exposed? There are various people who are in jail for different offenses. Mm. Some of them are there, not necessarily because they are guilty, but the circumstances of our country has made them end up in jail. So why did you have a wholesome look? What does Dariye or whatever have, or even the attitude that mentioned that other prisoners don't have? You see, it's a societal problem that we have. Did I hear you again? He said because of the amount.
Mm. It doesn't look good because of the... It won't look good.
No. Let's just go, you know. I think the safest word I can use is that it's very embarrassing.
Right?
Very, very embarrassing. Mm. I must say. Very embarrassing.
Well, let's drop the punch. Let's go to the Vanguard. Page 7. By the way, if you're just joining us, you're welcome. Thank you. But you can also watch us on Facebook and on YouTube. Nigeria Info 99.3. Is how you can join us on Facebook and on YouTube. Mm? And drop your comments there. Vanguard, page 7. Kuka replies presidency. Insists FG has performed poorly.
Yeah. Kuka again. Well, the truth is this. Okay, so Father Kuka gave his own verdict on the government's performance and so on and so forth, which was his right to do so. The government too reacted, which was their right to do so, but in reacting, they wanted to kill a fly with a sledgehammer. In the first place, I asked myself a question, because some had been involved in this kind of function before. If I were the government, I wouldn't even reply. You know, if Father Kuka is one of many citizens that are saying exactly the same thing that he said, in replying in the first instance, you have given more leverage to this criticism. That's one. Number two, even the reply itself, the content of reply that is ended up being personalized, you know, asking him this and that and so on and so forth. I don't want to go into the details of that. I think was slightly less professional than it should have been. A country, the leadership of a country cannot be seen to be arguing with the citizens over things like this. More so when Father Kuka is not a politician, he's not in the opposition. And so, and indeed, if you want to reply the opposition, you pass it on to the PRO of the party. It's a political thing. I think the reply itself was has heightened what Kuka said, that everybody is saying. Everybody might not agree with it, but a lot of people also are saying this. As far as I'm concerned, let's just move on as a people. We have things that we have, what is confronting us now, and we are right deep in it, is how to, if we are not happy, I put that caveat, if we are not happy, how to change things around. And if we are happy, so be it. What, you see, at the end of the day, Nigerians must realize that Nigeria doesn't start and end in the urban areas. It doesn't start and end in Lagos, Port Harcourt, Sokoto, in those cities. No. Vast majority of people who, believe you me, might not even be seeing Nigeria the way you see it. It's not those of us who are on radio or those who call in that are a reflection of the country. It's the vast numbers. Because at the end of the day, politics is about numbers. It's the vast numbers, you know, that and I'm not sure whether some of our own views are that, for example, are that reflective of this. For example, I said to myself one day, I'm always criticizing maybe like our reps, senate cells, and so on and so forth, of empowerment and things like that, what they should do. They should go legislate on behalf of their people. But then it occurred to me one day that, look, the vast majority of the people see you as a Robin Hood to go to the center and bring them the, and bring them the goodies. So they sit back, they want you to bring them the error lotta, they want you to distribute parts and punts and motorcycles. That's what they want.
Hmm.
You know, so that's it. So we need to take that, when we think of this country, when we think of the politics, we need to take into we need to recognize that Nigeria doesn't stop and end in the cities, in the social media, and whatever. It's in the vast majority. How did I get to this point? I don't know. I just went on the
let's leave that page. Let's go to page 9, and this is an interesting story. Police invites Chrisland management as school denies pregnancy test. It's on page 9 of the Vanguard.
Well, first and foremost, what happened in Chrisland, in the Chrisland crisis, is highly condemnable. But let me state for a fact that it has always happened. That doesn't make it any good, but just for us to know that, but for the social media, it happened even when we were in school. As far back, I was in secondary school between 67 and 71. And these things happened way back then. There were no cameras, there were nothing. What I'm trying to say is that it is, I'm not trying to justify it or make it sound easier to us, but let us for a fact know that you will always have deviants in schools. You will always have. We had a gang, I remember when we were in school, I went to a boys-only school, but we had a gang of girls, I think they were about 10, and they called themselves SS. I won't tell you what that SS stands for. And, you know, they were notorious for things like this. So where I'm going is this. Our reaction to this because of the social media, it needs to be steadied. We need to realize, for example, that the culprits, in any case, are minors. And we must take that into cognizance to know that they have a future and we need to be careful how we handle it. What should have been done earlier on is what is just being done now. Now the police have been called in, which the authorities should have done. The authorities should have called the parents immediately it happened. They didn't do that. And now that the police have been involved, we hope that they will come out with a resolution on the matter. I still don't understand, you know, for the life of me, why the state government not only shut down that particular school, but shut down all Chrisland schools. I don't know the logic behind it. Because what it means is that if you were to hold everybody responsible for every misdemeanor that happens in the environment, the whole country itself would be shut down. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just trying to be... These things have gone on in so many other schools that you never got to hear about. You know, so I think that the government in itself, you know, overreacted and should have just said, look, let's investigate, find out what... I think the government got pushed to the wall.
Okay.
And they wanted to be seen to be doing something concrete. Whereas a two-man panel with just a director of the ministry could have gone in with the police, then come out, tell everybody, be calm. Within a week, you find out what exactly happened, and then you will take the appropriate punishment. So let's all just calm down. And like I said, just in case somebody misunderstands me, I'm not saying that I'm not in any way trying to justify what has happened, because we do have a lot of misunderstandings sometimes when we do these programs. But that, look, let's calmly find out who has done what, and then we can, you know, punish whoever it is that has been found guilty.
Nigeria needs problem solver, not consensus candidate. Peter Obi, a story on page 13 of the Vanguard.
I agree with Peter Obi, even though I agree with Peter Obi. You see, one of the things we need to take into cognizance here is that you're going to have a primaries that will produce presidential candidates for the parties. It is important for you to know, or for us to remember, that what you envisage you want from a president is different from what a stakeholder in the parties wants. Most likely, when you hear consensus candidates, this and that, and so on and so forth, is usually somebody who can, quote and unquote, carry everybody in the party along, if you get what I'm saying. That is their concern as politicians, and it's legitimate. When I say it's legitimate, you can't fault anybody for having his own demands on society or whatever he finds. So it is those of us on the outside, before you join the rush and debate and the mudslinging and so on and so forth, sit back and ask yourself that this president that I'm candidate I'm supposed to vote for, what these are my problems, how can he solve them? That's where you should concentrate on, not whether he's a Yoruba man like you, or he did this or he did that, and so on and so forth. Think of how the person you want to vote for can make life better for you. But we seem to misunderstand this. What you find, at least in the social media, which is the barometer that we have now, what you see find is a lot of emotional and sentimental attachment without thinking of self and general good. So I like what Obi said here, not the context in which he said it, but it's the phrase, it struck something in my head that we couldn't be bothered if you have a consensus candidate from your party. What the person we want your party to produce is somebody who can solve our problems. And we should be putting pressure on the party to do so. But we are not. Instead, we get complicit, we get carried along, forgetting that it's like you meet somebody at the bus stop, he puts you in the car, you don't know that his own destination is different from yours. You go to bed, by the time you wake up, instead of you to be in Ilorin, you find yourself in Ore. So, ladies and gentlemen, let us wake up. You know, let's wake up and let us be sure. Let us make sure that the parameters that we want are met in the choices that are offered us for election next year.
Mm. That's where we leave it today. Yeah. What's coming up at 9?
You know, there was a woman who called in and I called her my toaster. I remember we joked about it. Madam Ijo.
I remember, yeah.
And she's here.
Okay.
Yes. First of all, I want her to now come and toast me. No, it's like she's here for Dear Bumi. I just thought it would be fun to bring her for Dear Bumi.
And, yeah.
Let's lighten things up at 9 o'clock. Sheriff, I wish I could just suspend all political whatever and just let's enjoy our lives, at least until we have a candidate.
Shall we?
Yes. If we could have Dear Bumi every day and talk about development and other things. When the parties are ready with their candidates,
they will let us know.
They'll let us know.
And we now begin conversation.
Instead of getting into a frenzy and the candidate you had yesterday, what did it turn out to be?
Yes, Adamu Garba.
Yes. It was sound?
Very sound. Mm. Very sound. But you know that it's beyond that.
It's beyond that. Yeah, you see, that's what I'm saying. The some things that are clear to us, I keep maintaining the average politician is not thinking the way you and I are thinking.
That's right.
What they expect, but that's a story for another day.
Yes, it is. Thank you so much. Welcome back.
I see you at 9.
Yes, that's our program. But then at 8 o'clock, we have the United Nations on the show. And we'll talk about the plight of Nigerians, refugees, internally displaced persons in this same country who is considering their matter. That's up at 8. Morning to you.
What's better than getting a new MTN SIM card? Getting one for next to nothing. That's not all. Your new MTN SIM comes with amazing bonuses such as 1,000 Naira preloaded airtime and 700% bonus on every recharge of 100 Naira and above. All this for just 200.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.